Microsoft Mothership here at CES 2008, and this is Heidi, and we're going to talk a little bit about games for Windows. Let's start off, first of all, there's been some confusion out there. People are a little unclear about what exactly does Games for Windows mean.
Games for Windows is a brand that Microsoft created about a year ago to identify titles that we've verified meet a certain standard or a certain level of quality assurance for the consumer. So we went out and we set up a certain list of standards in an open platform to guarantee a consumer a better experience. So they all work and are optimized for Windows Vista. They all work with the Game Explorer and the parental controls. They're all optimized for 64-bit, 34-bit, support widescreen, just the basic things that you would expect from any PC game.
Now, does it require Vista?
It does not require Vista. It does. It is optimized for Windows Vista. But many of them, most of them, work on Windows XP as well.
Okay, very cool. Now, most of them, let's talk about them. We have got a multitude of games going on. What are some of the things, the highlights that you're showing off at your booth?
Well, we've got some new games. We announced 9 new titles to our growing portfolio. We'll have about 60 that we've announced so far. Okay. Right here in the booth, we're showing off 6. We've got Turning Point: Fall of Liberty, okay. A great title by Codemasters that's shipping this year. We've got Conflict Denied Ops, an IDIS title that we're really excited to show as well. Mm-hmm. We've got a great new Sega title by Gas Powered Games, Space right. Siege, looking fantastic.
Looks really nice. It's yep. one of my favorites.
Looking great. We've got Age of Conan, Hyborian Adventures, a great MMO that's going to be shipping this year as well. Okay. Very, very excited. It's also a DirectX 10 title, so you should check that out. And we also have some MSN and more casual games that we're showcasing here as well. And then we've also got Frontlines Fields of War by THQ. So it's a real diverse showing here, just showing off some of our big blockbuster titles that are shipping this year. And that portfolio tends to grow every single day with the support of our third-party publishers and Microsoft Game Studios as well.
Very cool. Now, what would you say has been, if you can, a crowd favorite? What are most people really, veering towards, if you could say just one?
Sure. I would say...
Not that we pick favorites here.
No, you can't have a favorite, of course. I would say there's a great deal of excitement over Age of Conan.
Yeah.
It's been in development for several years, and there's been a lot of excitement about the new MMO to see what that's going to do to the space, the DirectX 10 technology,
gotcha.
And just the innovation behind the game is something that people are very, very excited to see, and it looks beautiful.
Well, you've sold me. I'm going to go play it. But before I let you go, there's been a bit of a rumor here on the show floor that you guys are showing off some sort of a mystery game or a secret game. Have you heard this?
I wish we had a secret mystery game.
Is there a
somewhere?
Secret game?
I wish there was some secret game backstage that we could show
you guys. What if I cut the cameras? Then is there a secret game?
I think there's about a million secret games in development that I cannot disclose about, nor do we have here on the show floor to show off to you guys.
All right, she's giving me nothing. Anyway, you can check these out as Games for Windows. What's the URL?
Gamesforwindows.com.
There it is. Secret game.